The Supreme Court decided last week that almost 600 decisions decided by a two-member NLRB were invalid because we had only two out of the expected five members of the board. We were two members for up to 27 months because
wow.
of political stalemate over nominations first made by President Bush in about January 2008 to fill three vacancies, and then stalemate for a long time over President Obama's three nominees. We became four members at the end of March when President Obama recessed two of his three nominees, the two Democratic nominees. Just this week, the Senate confirmed one of the two Democratic nominees and the Republican nominee who didn't get recessed. So soon we will be having a new member, which will make us five members, until the end of August when the term of one of the Republicans expires. So there's been a lot of tumult. This has been in the middle of controversy that really, I think, was stirred up at the end of 2007 when the then Bush majority board issued a lot of decisions that were quite controversial. Organized labor was up in arms. There was a congressional hearing. There was a lot of scrutiny of the decisions. And then at the end of December 2007, as I mentioned, three board members' terms expired. And starting in January 2008, we became a two-member board, and as I said, lasted that way for 27 months.
It sounds like a normal day in Washington, I guess, but all kidding aside, I mean, the NLRB has seemed to be one of the more controversial agencies over the many decades, and regardless of what side, you know, of the debates you might be on, it seems as if there's always a crucible going on there that represents the larger ideological issues between the two parties. What's it like operating in that environment?
It's certainly difficult. I think it's particularly difficult for our career employees who are here and committed to doing a good job, have to navigate the political waters. But it is certainly difficult for the parties who come before this agency and hope to have a speedy resolution of their disputes. Obviously, for the parties involved in these cases that came before the Supreme Court, there's a lot of uncertainty. There may be further delay in final resolution of their disputes. So all this political turmoil, I think, makes it very hard for this agency to function the way it was supposed to function. You are correct. It's always been the subject of controversy. But I would say that in the last few years, we have had a record accumulation of difficulties. I didn't mention that in the middle of all this, there was a very heated debate in the Congress over proposed legislation that would amend the statute. The statute really has not been amended since 1947 at the end of the Second World War. Obviously, a lot has changed in our economy since then, but this statute has proven enormously resistant to change. The proposed legislation was very controversial. Both sides spent millions of dollars to try to convince Congress and the public of their positions. It generated a lot of what I would call overheated rhetoric. That controversy, I think, spilled over into the nomination battle. The long and short of it is it has made operating here and doing what we are supposed to do, which is to resolve disputes involving labor and business, it has made our job very difficult.
Now, the 600 cases that have to be redecided, is that 2 years' worth of work?
This was 27 months of decision that my colleague, Peter Schomber, I should mention that I'm a Democrat, he's a Republican, and we managed to narrow our differences and come to agreement. In nearly 600 cases, we put aside only about 10% of the cases that were put before us, where we were unable to reach agreement. We put aside a certain number of other cases which we considered precedent-setting or lead cases which we weren't going to decide just with the two of us. But we, I think, made enormous progress in trying to narrow our differences, probably to the surprise of a lot of people. But yes, it's a lot of work, those 600 cases. We don't yet know the universe of cases that will actually come back before us for a redecision. We know that there's approximately 70 or 80, something like that, maybe 90, that are pending in the courts of appeals where our authority to act was challenged. We are expecting that those will be sent back to us. We do not yet know the universe of other cases that will actually come back before us at this point.
We're talking with the chairman of the National Labor Relations Board, Wilma Liebman. Within the confines of the board itself, just the day-to-day working, it sounds like the Republicans and the Democrats get along pretty well at a personal level so that you can reach resolution.
Well, I give my Republican colleague, Peter Schomburg, credit for being willing to engage with me during this very difficult, challenging time. He and I have many different views on many different issues, different approaches to the statute, I think even different approaches to legal methodology. Nonetheless, with the enormous help of our career staff, who are very creative in looking for ways to try to resolve these disputes and help us narrow our differences.
Now, these 600 cases, could they voluntarily say, that's okay, we'll stick with the decision that was made by the two-member board and maybe lighten your burden a little bit that way? Is that possible?
Oh, I think that's possible, and I am hopeful that's the case, that in many of these cases that the parties have complied with our decision and realized that it's not worth that time and expense and energy and all of coming back to have the case re-decided and are content to move on with their business relationships and business lives. In many cases, the parties that come to us that file a charge are individual employees. They may file a charge against their union. They may file a charge against their employer. Sometimes the charging parties are unions or businesses, but in many cases they are individual employees, and their rights are involved in this statute. It's the right of employees to act collectively with or without a union to improve their working conditions. And so many, if not most of these cases involve people's working lives, their livelihoods, their business relationships at work.
And do you have any idea yet how you're going to actually physically deal with the 600 redecisions?
We are having discussions on how to proceed. It's premature yet for me really to speculate on what we are going to do, but it's certainly something we are deliberating on.